Like the whispers of the leaves on a soft summer's eve, I slipped right out the back and quietly took my leave. I'd been wrestling for a while, no way to reconcile my defeat. And mile after mile, rudderless and tired, the faces on the shore, they turned to me. We gathered all around, I dusted off my crown and laid it down for all to see. 'Cause I've been looking in the windows at the worlds I pass on by, fleeting like the fragments of the life I left behind. I'm a stranger in the world tonight. Yeah, I'm a stranger to the world. I've been turning over stones to see what I might find. Ain't nothing wrong with losing when your friends are by your side. Danger in the world tonight. There ain't no danger in the world tonight. Sounds of the nighttime coming round, I pulled up into town and cut my lights. We passed the bottle around and washed it all down into the night. Trivial, I suppose, are the even flows, and comfort comes and goes with a fight. There's something to be found when the dust has settled down all alone, and that's all right. 'Cause I've been looking into windows at the worlds I pass on by, fleeting like the fragments of the life I left behind. I'm a stranger in the world tonight. Yeah, I'm a stranger to the world tonight. And I've been turning over stones to see what I might find. Ain't nothing wrong with losing when your friends are by your side. Danger in the world tonight. There ain't no danger in the world tonight. Stranger in the world tonight. I'm a stranger to the world tonight.
Welcome, and that was Roan McGuire, The World Tonight, from one of his earlier songs. Welcome. You're listening to KDRT right here in Davis, California. I'm your host, Peter Pasteur, to a show called Listening Lyrics. And we're going to cut that song off in a row here. Let's see. Today we have on the show the very person that sang the opening song. Roan, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be
here, Peter.
You're
welcome. Yes, you're welcome. So we're going to have you back. I played that song because I love your voice in that.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's really good. Have you ever had voice lessons?
I haven't, no. I've been singing for a while and kind of, I don't know, just kind of took me a while to figure out that that's where my voice lives. But
okay.
But yeah, taking a lot of different music lessons, but not really any on the voice.
But you brought in your guitar, but you told me earlier you're also a drummer.
I am, yeah.
Okay.
I play a number of different things these days.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. Well, welcome to the show. We're going to have We're going to have some time to talk to you here. I'm getting a lot of feedback again. So let's start with a little bit of you in particular. What are you doing these days?
Yeah. I think we were just talking. It's been a while since I was on the show. But, starting at the beginning of this year, I started doing music full time during COVID and kind of earlier on. I've been kind of doing it on the side here and there. And I figured out a way, I think, to make it something I can do all day, every day, and still eat and pay my rent and stuff.
Tell me. Okay, so now you're full time.
Mm-hmm.
You, if I recall, I had you on the show at least 10 years ago, and you were doing you were studying landscaping.
Landscape architecture. I worked as a landscape architect for a while. That's what I was doing during COVID. And then during that time, I started doing a lot of recording work for my own music, and ended up building a little studio.
Yeah.
And then started recording other people and producing for other people. I've just, you know, finally had an opportunity to make that, what I'm doing full time. So
when did you go full time?
At the beginning of this year.
January 1.
That's when I gave my notice, but February.
Wow. That is fairly rare that I have someone on the show that all of a sudden jumps off the cliff.
Well, you know, it was first thing this year, so it's only been 6 months. But so far, so good.
Okay.
So
what's a normal day like? You wake up. If you're more into producing and recording, probably not songwriting anymore.
Yes and no. I during COVID, I really kind of, I don't know why, but I just stopped writing my own songs, at least at the pace that I had been writing them before. You know, that kind of slowed down.
Right.
And I found that, you know, playing for other people and, just playing music was checking the creative box for me, that in a way that songwriting had been doing. And I still am writing my own music and you know, hoping to put some stuff out here soon. But the songwriting now is a lot of writing with other people, sort of helping them bring their songs to life, or helping finish out a verse here that we're recording, or I feel like the box is being checked for me in just a different way now.
You mentioned your creative side. Mm-hmm. Landscaping architecture is certainly creative.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's just a different form of it. Uh-huh. But you're imagining and you're making it come to life.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot. There are a lot of parallels with producing, being being an architect to
me one or two.
Well, you're just like taking someone's creative goals and helping them realize it, right?
Okay. So
whether it's their building or their property or their song, I don't know. I'm really, really enjoying the there's a much cleaner follow through of the creative idea, I think, with music, right? Where, you do the creative work and then you don't have to have someone build it. You're not handing it off to someone to fully realize it, right?
So, although making a record is like building, isn't it?
Well, it is, but I can be a lot more involved on that part of the process rather than just drawing it out, writing. It's the difference of like writing the sheet music and having someone play it. Yeah.
Well, we've got you on here, and I know you've got two or three new songs to play.
Mm-hmm.
We're already 10 minutes into the show. What if we start with one of your songs?
Sure. This is one of the newer songs of mine. It's not out anywhere, but it's called Saturday Night.
Okay, last time I heard something like that, it was a movie, right?
All right, goes like this. Saying goodbye on a Saturday night, down my guard and gave up the fight. I held on too long. The voice in my head, it tore me down and built me up in a different town. That only your love can hold me now. It's been a hell of a ride, you're a hell of a rider. Don't look back, it's all getting brighter. I'm blown out, I'm blinded by the light. Stepping out of comfort and losing my ground. Haven't felt hunger for a while now. And I'm going round and round. Howling at the skyline, fading to black. Missing the horizon and the sun on my back. I'm going down.
Thank you.
Yeah.
We'll get your mic back up there. Yeah, mm-hmm. Listen, I heard a little bit of everything in there. It's fairly new,
mm-hmm.
So I know you just made the step from having a 9-to-5 job to mm-hmm. doing music.
Mm-hmm.
Is that somewhat reflected in that song?
A little bit, yeah. I think there's that song's a little bit, you know, it's a love song, but it's also, kind of reflecting on just like, yeah, complacency or just, you know, monotony and all that kind of stuff.
So. Anything to do with that ring on your finger?
The love part, yeah.
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 Okay, yeah, that's good. And for you personally, mm-hmm. is writing the music or the lyrics more of a challenge?
I think the lyrics.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm, for me to be able to sing it in a way that I enjoy performing, I feel like
right.
I have to really, you know, mean the words and I'm not a super prolific lyric writer.
Okay.
But yeah, the music is definitely comes a lot quicker.
But that first song I played, some of the lyrics, mm-hmm. I thought, how does... So that was at least 10 years ago, right?
That one was like right before COVID.
Okay, so 6 years.
Yeah.
But you were a young person, and some of the lyrics were a reflection of people with a little gray on their head, you know?
Yeah.
So, I don't know, you've probably heard that.
Yeah, definitely, yeah. My songs don't usually exist for very long in the, right. like, I don't know, pop. You know,
yeah.
kind of light consumable arena. Nothing right. wrong with those songs either, but they kind of go somewhere a little.
How do you
serious.
Enjoy working with other artists?
It's honestly like I found a lot more fun than just playing my own music.
Really?
Yeah, and you know, maybe that'll change at some point. But right now, I felt like during COVID, and maybe part of why I wasn't writing a whole lot or working on my own music was, you know, I think there's a really big social aspect of playing music that I didn't really realize how much I was, you know, enjoying that when it was happening. I came out of COVID and booked a few shows and started, you know, getting things back together to play my own music out a lot more. And it just felt like I was playing at home on my couch again, but like just somewhere else, you know. So I started trying to make more of an effort to involve other people in my sets, whether that's, you know, was hiring for the show or playing for other people's music. It's been really, really wonderful. I think it's unusual that you get to share creative experiences like that. And it's,
You've been at this now relatively a short time, but I'm sure you dabbled in it before you jumped into it.
Yeah. I'd been doing it, kind of on the side for about 5 years now.
So, conflicts. How do you resolve conflicts? Because you're both artists, you probably both have an idea of what this music should sound like at the end. She has one idea, you have another, and you talk to each other to try to convince each other that here's what I'm looking for.
I think there's a few things. I mean, in the role that I'm normally playing for people, they're coming to me because they, you know, want something that I do, or they want my opinion or ear on their music or help realizing it. And so I think, you know, for anyone, if you're working with a producer, there's a certain amount of open-mindedness that you have to go into the situation with. You know, if you didn't want anyone else's opinion, then I wouldn't recommend hiring someone to give you theirs. But I think there's kind of just in the nature of that relationship, there's kind of a way the conversation goes about different ideas. And it's rare that I present something to someone and they're like, absolutely not, I hate it. We're not doing that. But if there are disagreements, usually, you know, I'll make my case for it. And kind of, you know, if it's the difference between a certain part or a piece of the music, I'll give them the two versions and they can sit with them and, you know, think about it.
But you're also a musician, so it's easier for you to express what you're looking for. I would consider that to be maybe a handicap for, and there are producers out there who don't know, are not musicians, right? They might have the golden ear, right?
Well, I think it's also, you know, with the role of the producer, your job a lot of the time is to look outside maybe the specific moment of the song. And, you know, if you're working on an album, you know, this might work for this song, but for the package of the songs in total, maybe it doesn't make sense to put that on the record in that one little spot or something. So, I think there's a lot of ways of approaching it, but it's really you're being hired for your opinion, and you know, at the end of the day, if the artist doesn't want to listen to it, that's their their prerogative.
Well,
you know?
Let's just listen to another local musician in this case, Nat Lefkoff. He has a song "Damn" from his album "Heavy Lifting." You produced that, correct?
Yeah.
And let's just take a listen to it, and then it might be kind of fun. You listen to it again and see if you see anything that you might want to correct today.
We'll see. I don't know.
Okay,
I'm going to see him later. So,
when was the last time you listened to this song?
Actually, relatively recently.
Oh, okay.
We're actually working on another record right now of his. It's almost done, and I was going back and listening to some of those as I've been mixing these newer ones just to kind of see where they're landing and stuff. So,
okay, here we go. Nat Lefkoff, "Damn."
Thank you.
city, there's a burning.
Oh, hold on, hold on. I'm jumping the gun.
Lately,
I am not playing the song I wanted to, so let's just fade that out. I might play that later because it's another Rowan song. Let's switch to Damn by Nat Lefkoff. Ah, there we go.
That much. Damn.
Nat Lefkoff with a song called Damn. And I'm sitting here with Rowan McGuire, who helped or produced that song, actually.
Yeah.
Let's see, 2-3 years ago now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, a couple of things about that song that I heard, and that is, first of all, Nat is very exceptional.
I
think he's one of those local guys that's on the brink of being recognized well beyond our borders.
Outside of the Davis bubble.
You got it. He sings that song, and he sings it with, it's very emotional. That, you know, he's pouring his heart out. There's a lot of tension going on there.
Mm-hmm.
But the background music is very soothing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Was that on purpose?
I think, with all of Nat's music, I mean, his voice is such a powerful element of,
right,
of the song and the words that he's singing on top of that. And, you know, I think working on his songs, there's a lot of, you know, it's finding the opportunities to just let the voice do its thing, right, and not get in the way.
Okay, but the background,
mm-hmm,
is a production by itself. I mean, mm-hmm, I loved that, you know, through the whole song, that bass just kept tickling my left ear.
Yeah.
Or was it right ear?
It's actually a cello.
It's
not an upright bass. Yeah,
okay.
When we were recording this album, we had started working together that summer and just had a song here and there. We were, you know, messing around with just to see if it was going to work out working together,
right,
like that. And then he got invited to go on tour.
Right.
That tour started in October, and at the end of July, he was like, hey, can we, you know, get a full length album together? I didn't know any better. So I was like, yeah, sure, we can do that.
Yeah,
and it was a great time, but it was really kind of a good, challenge and experience of doing it in such a short amount of time, because there wasn't a whole lot of time to, you know, sit and be like, oh, should we put this on it? Should we do this and this,
right,
and this?
Right.
It was kind of like, you know, go with your first impulse.
Right.
And usually that's the right one. But we a friend of ours, Lars Anderson, lives out of Santa Cruz, had been playing cello with Nat for a while. And so we just kind of in there, and then
beautiful,
pretended he was an upright,
yeah,
bass.
Beautiful.
Hold with it.
Okay, so did you hear anything you'd like to fix in that song? Or tweak? Maybe not fix, tweak?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a dangerous game to play, because, you know, there's always little things that you're like, oh, maybe
it's
I do this. But, I don't know. There's a lot of, you know, opinions on when to know if your mix or production,
right,
is done and everything. But
right,
I think for me, if I'm listening to it and enjoying the, like, emotion it's conveying,
right,
without thinking about, you know, is this the snare drum too loud in that little spot, or,
right,
or
right. Oh, you're listening,
you know,
to that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm also mixing it too. So
okay.
I mixed that record as well. But so there's a lot of hats, but. But yeah, I think to me that song is it feels really organic to me still.
Yeah.
You know, after listening to it for a long time, and I play live with Nat as well as his drummer, I think we play it live and it has that same feel to it, you know, which is a good.
I heard a lengthy interview with Paul. Help me here.
McCartney.
Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon.
Oh, Paul Simon.
Paul Simon.
He was my next guest.
And my next guest, is Paul Simon. Wouldn't that be something? But anyways, he said of all the songs he's recorded, that there's only one that he thinks it's perfect.
Which one is that?
Do you want to take a guess?
He's got a lot.
He's done a lot. And it was a big hit for him. Nashville. Graceland.
Mm-hmm. It's a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song. And what really threw me was that he said, first of all, he had way too many words,
mm-hmm,
and it took him forever to try to squeeze them all into that song.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was he wanted to convey a trip with his son, but also it was admitting that he's getting divorced, right? And then he says, in the first half of the songs, he always sings going to Graceland, Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee, And then he said, the second half, I'm just going to Graceland. There's no more Memphis, Tennessee, because we're all going to end up in Graceland. Mm-hmm. And I thought, I never heard that in that song.
Yeah.
You know, that's songwriting for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah, again, the second verse is always the hardest part of the song to write, you know. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, there's whether it's, you know, going from you to I or, you know, or eliminating a specific place and just an idea like that, There's a lot of ways to shift it around, but yeah, that's a great song. I'm glad to hear that he still likes it.
Likes it. Yeah, he absolutely likes it. Okay, I've got a couple of things to talk about here. Oh my goodness, we're already halfway through the show. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. You're listening to Listening Lyrics. I'm your host, Peter Pastore. I'm sitting here in the studio with a multi-talented Rowan McGuire, a singer, songwriter, producer, drummer, guitarist, mixer.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you do? Oh, and he does landscaping once in a
while. Not anymore.
So anyways, so that's what we're doing right now. I want to remind everybody that KDRT is happy to announce our newest show in the Key of Folk with your host, Karen Lisi. This show is Wednesdays at 2 p.m. And where is it? Well, it's on KDRT 95.7 in Davis. The Key of Folk offers music that will keep you humming or dancing along, focusing on traditional and current folk music, Americana, bluegrass, Celtic, or is it Celtic? Help me here, Rowan. Celtic.
I should know.
Exactly. You should know. Nordic or Spanish infusions. Wednesdays at 2 o'clock. Celtic or Celtic. What's the Boston
Celtics?
Celtics.
Yeah.
But when you play music, it's Celtics, I think.
I think you're right.
And I'm talking with a McGuire here who doesn't know. Rowan sent me his latest dabbling in making his own song. He sent me a quick link to it. I'm going to try to play that now.
Yeah, let's see if it works.
And what's the name of this song?
This song is called Daydream. And it's currently unreleased, but I've been sitting on it for a while, waiting to kind of build a bigger body of work around it. But I figured, this is kind of a good example of my own songwriting these days, and also, you know, production and engineering work.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, we listed all those things you're good at. You're good at multitasking also, because you folks have no idea what he's doing right
now. We're trying to get some access granted here.
So anyways, I am going to go from here to maybe we should just have you play a song.
Yeah, we could do that.
And then maybe we'll play another one of the ones that you have produced.
Yeah.
And while we're doing that, we can fix
Let's go that route.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. What's this? Because we don't have a lot of time left.
This song is called Sweet Little Love. And this one is out in the world. We'll play it for you live here.
Okay.
It's called Sweet Little Love.
Here we go.
At night in the city, there's a burning void. Lately I've been yearning to find the light I lost within. So take my hand, my sweet little love, and dance with me for a while. Lead me down your road again, mile after mile. The weariness can't find me when I look into your eyes. There's nothing that I'm missing when I got you by my side. And I've never been less lonesome when I'm lit up by your smile. Oh, darling, I could lay here for a
to Nashville?
I haven't. I would like to.
I'm going to take you, and we're going to get in line at the Bluebird Cafe.
Deal. Let's do it.
You've heard it?
Yeah.
You've heard of that?
Uh-huh.
You got to get there like 2 or 3 hours early, and you stand there with your guitar and hope that you get a spot. and hope that Chris Christopherson or someone else is sitting there listening.
Yeah, sure. That'd be great. Yeah.
Wow. No, that's your songwriting, your voice, it's just, it all clicks.
Thank you.
Where are you playing next?
I'm playing in a few different people's bands. Actually, next week I'm going on a little 5-day tour with Nat and another band I play with called Dead Nettle, and we're going up to Oregon. We're playing a festival in Newport on Saturday.
Where's Newport, Oregon?
It's I had to look it up too. It's on the coast. It's like right in the middle of the state. Kinda. But yeah, we went on a tour out there this spring, and so now we're kind of going back and watering some seeds.
Okay.
But yeah, we're going to. We're kind of ending up there, but we're going landing Bend and Corvallis and some other places too. So got that, and then
you getting up to Portland?
Not this time, no.
Okay,
we're going almost, but not quite there.
If not, I'd send my grandson there. He loves this kind of music.
Yeah, yeah. It's Yeah, we made to Portland this spring. It was a good. Those are some really good shows. We went all the way up to Bellingham, was the farthest north, and then we went out and played on the San Juan Islands for a couple of days, and that was a really
good blast.
It's always fun when you can pair playing music and going to a cool place, you know, haven't been. So so doing that, and then I've been playing with another artist. Her name's Casey Hill. And I've produced some songs for her.
Is she would be a good one for us?
Yeah, we can play one of hers. There's a song called California Blue by her.
Okay. Casey,
K-A-C-I-E, and then Hill. But I've been playing bass in her band a little bit this summer, so that's been a transition for me. I've usually just played the bass on recordings and stuff when I have enough time to kind of sit around and mess around. And
how do you learn all these instruments? Does it just come naturally, and then you play and play and play, and you?
Yeah, I mean, I would hesitate to say that I'm a qualified professional bass player, but I can make it happen when I need to.
What song would you like to play first?
Let's check out California Blue.
California Blue. Okay. Do you know? Let me just plug that in there. I wonder how many California blues there are.
Yeah, we'll see.
Blue or blues?
Blue.
Oh. And now. Tell me a little bit about her.
Yeah, Casey. She's got a great voice. It's kind of indie, alternative, Americana, country, kind of all blended up. She reached out to me a few years ago now, and we worked on this song, and then we have a couple other songs that she's been kind of putting out music, one song every couple months here for a while. And the next one is coming out on August 2nd, which I believe is next week, and that's another one of the ones that I worked on of hers. She's really great. Her incredible voice, great songs.
Okay, what about something? I can't find anything there that has that. So there we go. You found it. Okay, let's put this in the CD player.
All right, and
go for it. Here we go. California Blue. Casey Hill. And that's K-A-C-I-E, and it's produced by Mr. Rowan himself. Here we go.
And I wonder what you're thinking under me.
Lucy Hill, California Blue. Nice song. Nice voice.
Yeah, she's real great.
She does well. Okay, I've got something to talk about here, and that is the Davis Kids Club. And that's Davis Kids and then KLUB. The Davis Kids Club provides safe, affordable, and fun after-school recreational programs, including homework help, healthy snack time, guided fitness, outdoor play, and games and activities that focus on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. For more info, go to Davis Kids Club, and that club is with a K, .com. All righty, let's take a listen to your newest sort of recording. You've got this done.
The recording is 100%. It's just not out in the world yet.
So okay, it's the name of it?
It's called Daydream.
Here we go, Daydream. Well, Roman, we're not going to play it. It's not going. It's just dead. We get 1 second. Yeah, and that's it. Okay.
Well, I guess it's not. It's meant to be. It's not released yet.
It's not released.
Google Drive is preventing me from sharing my secrets with the world here.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Your recording studio, where's that located?
It's here in Central Davis. I converted part of my house into a well-treated recording and mixing and production space. It's called Jump Dog Studios. I'm in the process of building one. I've been busy enough with kind of word of mouth stuff that I haven't had the time to make a website.
Lucky
or do that.
You.
So I take that as a good thing. But yeah, it is.
Lucky you.
It is about time, I think, that I make a official presence known. But yeah, I do production work. Everything from just recording engineering to mix engineering, mastering.
Right.
I'll play drums for you if you want. If you need drums on your record, but all kinds of stuff. If you are interested in having some doing some recording, you can find me on Instagram. Is probably the best way.
Okay. What's your handle?
Just there? Rowan McGuire is my name.
One word.
Rowan McGuire.
Okay. Easy enough.
Yeah.
All right. You played two songs for us, haven't you? Mm-hmm. You might have a third one.
I might. Yeah.
Well, if not, that's okay. We can.
I got one.
Okay. What's this one going to be?
Yeah. This one is called Badge and Gun. And I wrote this one. I went to school in San Luis Obispo, and I started playing drums in this country band down there called the Nighttime Hat Society. And I wrote this song for that band, and they no one ever learned it. so I decided I would take it back for myself. But it's kind of a fun, more upbeat song than my usual material.
Okay.
maybe not upbeat.
I'm looking forward to it. Here we go.
Turn in my badge and gun, hit the road and where I'm a gun to feel the wheels turning round and round again. I've been wrong and I've been right, but I just can't find the time to find the battles. The wild nights, past lives are the riddles of our world spinning round. Oh, 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 I've been high and I've been low, I ain't never felt more alone. When I'm going where the wind blows. Oh, 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 I've been high, I've been low, but I ain't never felt more alone. When I'm going where the wind, going where the wind blows. sun. I burn my wings and turn my tongue on words of love and falling on the past. I seen good and evil ride against the rising ocean tides and in the roads of fallow fields, stealing wheels and the riddles of our world spinning round. Oh, 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 I've been high and I've been low, but I ain't never felt more alone. And when I'm going where the wind blows. Oh, 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 I've been high, I've been low, but I ain't never felt more alone. When I'm going where the wind, going where the wind, going where the wind blows.
I like it. A little upbeat.
Yeah, a little more exciting than, or energy-wise at least, than energy-wise, some other songs we got. But
not a tearjerker.
No, no, no.
So, okay, so we talked a little bit about where you're going to be playing with other bands. Mm-hmm. What about music? Where can people find you to listen to some of your music?
Yeah, as far as, my own songs, my Spotify is a great place to look. I also have a website. I do have a website for my own music, rowanmaguire.com.
You're kind of lucky. That's a fairly common name. That you're
yeah, I know.
I
must
it.
Have been the first one to
Good
to get
God.
It. You know,
it's, yeah.
Yeah, I can't go more than 10 feet outside without running into another one. But I got the website and my Instagram. Especially if you're just interested in kind of other musical things I'm doing in general. That's kind of where I put it all.
Okay.
So just my name wherever you're looking.
So give me some advice. Let's say. I'm not, but let's say I'm a singer and I'm looking for a producer.
Mm-hmm.
What are three questions I should ask that producer?
That's a good question.
Oh.
I think it's important that, you know, you ask kind of what their goals for, you know, the record are, right?
Right.
You know, make sure that you guys are aligned. You know, there's a different approach, whether that's, you want to make a pop record that's going to go be played on, you know, loudspeakers and in H&M or something,
right.
Or, a cool, quiet, indie folk record that's for your family and friends, right? So I think that's kind of a big question. I think asking, their input, maybe even on the songwriting itself, things like lyrics and song structure.
Okay.
Third question, I guess, ask about like process and how they work. You know, there's a lot of different ways to make a record and, some people are of the mind that everyone has to be in the same room and, play it once live and that's it. And there's great records made that way. And, there's a lot of other ways to do it. Some people want to totally deconstruct all the music and then put it all back together. It's mostly about, I think, making sure that your goals for what the final product look like and then also how you want the creative process to be run.
Would you entertain, and I guess you would, it all depends on money. If someone said, here's $1 million or here's $10, the answer might be different. But if someone came to you with lyrics and said, put some music to it, or vice versa, with music and say, would you add some lyrics to it? So that last one is sort of how Elton John performed, right?
Yeah.
Would you entertain that?
Yeah, I think it obviously it depends on the project and the lyrics, and if I'm writing the lyrics, do I feel like the musical structure is something that I can write words to, or that kind of thing. But I think the term producer is a pretty vague umbrella term, especially these days, and with the people I've worked with thus far, it's kind of a different thing for every artist. Some people want help on the lyric writing process and doing more co-writing, and other people just need the band behind them, and so it's keeps you on your toes.
Our time is up. I thoroughly thank you. You're a delight to have on the show. I don't know why I waited so long.
Well, I didn't have anything to talk about until last week, so it's good. Good to.
And we had some medical things going on, right? Not medical, but COVID. Going
on.
Right.
Yeah.
That kind of stopped things too.
That'll do it. Yeah.
Let's see. You're more than welcome back anytime. Good luck out there in your new venture. And thank you so much. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I've been your host, Peter Pasteur, here with Roan McGuire. And in the background, you're hearing Roan sing Brittle Bones. Thank you all for listening. Bye now.